You're listening to another great show from the Nod Network. Find more great content at nerdod.com.
Good evening and welcome to Hello Kitty History, a brand new podcast from the NerdOD Network. Join us on a journey to find out everything you ever want to know about Japan's favorite feline. We begin our journey in 1976 in a small...
Whoa. Dan.
What?
Come on.
What?
That was an April Fool's joke, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, but then I thought, this is such a great idea, I'm so doing this.
I've just double checked, and it is the second of April.
Okay. I'm not being funny, but I was done with this pod, hence why I haven't been on the past couple.
Okay.
And then you finally dragged me back for a fucking Hello Kitty podcast.
Okay. I just thought...
I'm down with it. Let's go.
Okay.
Welcome to the NerdOD podcast,
wait,
are we not doing that?
Let's put the theme tune in here.
Okay.
Okay, hi, I'm Dan.
I'm Reg.
Yeah.
I'm Sean.
Steve.
They were all together. It's the first time in a long time, and all three of us managed to get our act together.
It's like a little family outing.
It is.
It's nice, isn't it?
The Nod family.
So, straight in, I've had a song in my head for about 7 months.
Okay.
And it's been really annoying. We've
done a pod in the last 7 months, haven't we?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've texted AQA, any question answered.
Yes.
With a rough description, being like, and actually said, it goes like this, dun, 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 dun.
Wow.
I tried, because I only know the riff, and I said, it's like a guitar. I said, it sounds like either like Aerosmith did it, or like Peter thingy, like
Frampton?
Car.
Beardsley.
Yeah, yeah. No, here in my car, I feel safest of all.
Gary Newman. Peter Gary Newman.
Or something like that. And it goes like this. It goes, are you ready?
Okay.
It goes, and it's only a riff. And imagine it going from left, panning from left to right.
Okay.
Yeah. It goes, ba-da-da-dum-dum, any ideas what that is?
Nope.
So that's all I've had. So for the last 7 months, and I got Alex involved in this as well. I'm like, what's this song? And we go out to the pub and I'd be like, ba da ba dum bum, ba da ba da ba dum, ba da ba dum bum, ba da ba da ba dum. And we were out the other night and it came on the radio.
Really?
And I was like, oh my God, it's this. And we both freaked out. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
But you know. You actually
yeah,
know now.
I do know now.
Right, okay.
Red?
Seeing as it didn't actually bother me in the slightest what the song was in the first place.
That's annoying, because it did bother
can
me.
Can you tell me what the song is?
Well, would it bother you if I didn't tell you?
Not really.
Do you want to bother Ed? Do you really think your life is worth living if you bother him?
I know, I just want someone else to go through the hell that I've been through over the last 7 months.
I'd think Reg would really not care.
It's 1975.
Oh, right,
then
okay.
I genuinely wouldn't care about that.
Love Me.
All right, I don't know what that is.
I know it, unfortunately, because I'd have to listen to Radio 1.
Do you? I don't listen to Radio 1, so I'm, like, behind on a lot of bands.
It's because you don't listen to English music
that's
anymore.
That's not true. I do. I just... Yeah. It's a split.
English music
I'd say
anymore.
It's about 80-20. But regards to the point, is I went to a gig last night of a band
I've
never heard of. Because my friend was just, she texted me and said, do you know this band? And I was like, never heard of them. Oh, they're playing in Liverpool, the gig. Oh, yeah, it's fine, I'll go. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah.
Well, who were they?
They were called Mallory Knox. I don't know who he is. I don't know which one was Mallory.
Sounds like a lady.
Not sure who Mallory was and what he was knocking on.
But, oh, yeah, Knox.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
With an X. So it
with an X
Knox,
and a K, Knox.
Yeah, but Mallory's a lady's name.
It was like, yeah.
Like Mallory Archer.
Yeah. They weren't great. They were entertaining enough for the fact I'd never heard of any of their songs, but I listened to them on Spotify before, and I was like, I'm not really feeling these. But I don't care. It's a gig. I'm going to go. But they were supported by this band called Lonely the Brave, right?
I know them.
The right, yes. I've heard of them. I don't know whether I've heard them. But I've heard of them, okay? However, the lead singer, basically, he came on, he looked like kind of, I don't know, one of these just like big, bulky, like alpha male, like I am amazing, look at me sort of guys in this kind of denim jacket with the sleeves ripped off and all these tattoos on his head and stuff. And he had a mug in his hand.
A mug.
Nice. A mug, right?
Was it a USB mug?
It was just a mug.
Was it a Bluetooth mug?
It was just a mug. You're a mug.
You're a mug.
It was just a mug. And he went to his microphone, which was next to the drums. It wasn't at the front of the stage. There was like two or three microphones, guitarist, bass player, and then the singer. And he basically hid at the back in the shadows and just sang from there. Didn't look at the crowd once, didn't talk to anyone.
Did he just sit facing away from them like that Ben Folds gig that time, remember? Guy comes on with
But that was for like 20 seconds, that was the point. This guy walked on, sat on a chair.
That was facing away from the audience.
With a tambourine in his hand.
It just went mental
with it.
And he
got to
this
one bit where he just went...
And then stopped.
And walked off. But no, he kind of just faced sideways and just shouted into the mic and sung into the mic and stuff, but didn't say anything to the crowd. Left the guitarist to kind of be all like, "Hey, everybody," that sort of stuff. But then at the end, we were kind of just like, "I don't know what's going on. This guy just doesn't seem to want to be here." He just kept sipping on his mug,
right?
And then the song finished, and everyone, the guitarist and everyone, they're still playing. And he kind of puts his mic back, grabs his mug, picks up a kettle.
What?
He had a kettle on stage. We hadn't seen this kettle.
This was the lead singer.
This is actually incredible.
And walked off stage with the kettle and just kind of waved once, just like a bye. Not even a thanks, Liverpool. Yay. Nothing like that. Just grabbed his kettle and walked off.
Wow.
And I just... What is happening?
Oh, I thought it was going to be an explanation then at the end when you went and the guitarist was like, no, you picked up and was like, go on.
And no one and is none the wiser.
Or something.
So
that would annoy me.
So weird.
So
the whole thing annoyed me.
And you've probably seen it on our little chat that we have. Do you see who I went to see?
I did see who you went to see.
Who did I go and see?
Time Low. Oh, yeah.
I took my niece, basically.
Oh, right.
My niece is like, 16 now, 15? And the whole place was just surrounded. Well, not surrounded, engulfed. Not engulfed.
Engulfed.
Terrorized.
Engorged.
brimming with them, with the sort of teenage, girls with like, hang on. I'll give you a description of the girl that was sat next to me. Okay, her friend had brought her. And she goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe you brought me to this. Thank you so much for bringing me." Like, no one's on yet. Like, people are just getting drinks and she's already at 10. Like, and anyway, eventually the band come on. And when they come on, to scream as loud as she can, she was sort of buckling her elbows and her knees and leaning down so she could scream as loud as she could. So sort of like, imagine that. Right. Okay. So the band progresses on, and then he looks up at the rafters where we are and goes, "Oh, let's have a look at you beautiful people up here." And they turn the lights on, the upstairs lights.
And just cuts you and you're like, uh-oh.
And she starts shaking her hands like this. She's screaming and shaking her hands.
He's talking directly to me.
Oh my God. Like this. And then he says, "I could kiss you all." And the second he said that, she starts pulling on her hair, like just pulling her own hair out, like just being like,
"Ah!" Oh my God!
It's like, and I'm thinking, have I ever been like that at a band before? Like,
I think
ever.
The first time we went, the first time we did our gig outside the ladies, and Ed,
you were like that,
came and started doing it. That was pretty much when Ed walked past me. I was like,
"Well,
I think was the only time I've been like that, maybe."
The support acts, there was a couple of support acts, and I'd heard one on the radio, and I'm like, I said to my niece, I was like, "You love this one. I've heard them on the radio the other day, they were really good." And they came on, and it's a band called Swimmers. But with no vowels or consonants. Which is the one that the AEI. Yeah, SWMRS.
Oh, as long as you don't use V's as W's.
No,
SWMRS. That is being overdone. Swimmers. I've seen three bands that use
Swimmers.
V's as W's or U's or something.
Apparently they've had a couple of different names.
All right.
So, and they came on, and Jade had to put her fingers in her ears because they were so bad and so screamy. And I was like, hang on, I'm sure they were better on the radio. And they're that band that if you listen to the radio, you would have heard that song, the one where they sing about cars. "We got cars, we got..."
Right.
You know the song?
No.
I really like it.
Okay.
I really like it, but like him in real life was just, it was fucking, it was awful. It was so bad. So yeah, bad experiences all around. It sounds like.
Well, I was treated for my birthday to go see Feeder on Friday.
Oh my God. Just the Day is one of my favourite songs.
Which was brilliant. So, we missed the support act because I did a quick Google and I Googled the wrong band.
Right.
So I was like, we don't want to go watch the support act. They are awful. So I'll tell you what, we'll go to a pub.
Who was the support act?
I'm sure this is the story he's getting to, Steve.
So, yeah, you'll have to forgive me because I've genuinely now forgotten the name of the support band. Oh, I had it a second ago.
Brilliant.
It was called something like Toto? Toto's?
Oh, if it was Toto.
So, Toto?
It might not have been Toto. It was something like that.
It blessed the rains down in Africa.
No. It wasn't Toto. Tell me now it wasn't Toto. It was just an unknown band. It looked a bit shit.
Opposite, and I'm so annoyed with myself for missing out.
Okay.
Basically, what happened was we went to the pub instead around the corner to Lime Street Station, and it was dirt cheap, so we stayed there and just had like
loads
of drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
And some nice burgers and whatnot.
Burgers?
And then, yeah, burgers.
You have more than one burger?
Maybe. And, we walked in and I was like, right, trust me, just, we're about to come on now, like the second support act. And he was supposed to be quite good. So I was like, right, let's have a little mooch at this one. As we walked in, there's a brand new load of merch for the Feeder tour. Now, we went to see him on the same tour, like in Manchester, tail end of last year. Mm. So we thought, right, we've got all the stuff. We haven't got any of the stuff because it was all brand spanking new stuff again. Being sold by these four girls in little tartan skirts.
Of course.
So we were like...
That noise was Dan just dropping the mic.
So I was just like, right, okay, I need to buy something. What do I need to purchase? And then we were looking around, it's like, oh,
and
why?
And then you looked at your wedding ring.
He's like, they start like chatting away to like Dave. Cause Dave was like, oh my God, I need this and this. And like, his favorite band is Feeder. And he was just literally, I'll have one of everything. Like spending nearly 300 quid on merch. He was like, I'll have this and this and this and this. And he went, oh, why are you at it? Why didn't you buy our CD? And I just looked at him and went,
oh, Reg.
Got my phone up and I was like, that wasn't the band I Googled.
Oh my God.
I was like, no!
So you got the wrong band.
And they all play like fucking like keyboard guitars or like
guitars. Oh my God, like guitars.
So I was like, no, we missed what would have been an awesome, awesome support act. And we got in there and the second support act was, I don't even know what he was, but
that was Toto.
He was awful. That was Toto singing about the rain in Africa. And I was like, I don't even know what you are, son.
I'm gonna have Feeder in my head all that, night right? now.
The whole gig was amazing. It was like a really like small, weird, intimate gig
where it was
in the Apollo.
Right, okay.
But he was like, right, I want to see everyone start the mosh. Let's get the pit going. And no one did it.
What?
And
he was Feeder
like,
gig?
Yeah, he was like, this is the weirdest gig I've played to in ages.
Really?
But he was like, but while I'm here then, who wants to hear what? And he literally just got the set list and just threw it out into the crowd and was like, just whatever you want to go for. This is awesome.
Really?
So everyone's just started like naming all these tunes.
I want to hear Just a Day five times.
And then it fell silent and he was like, uh-oh. So does everyone really only know like a couple of songs?
Oh my
and then
God.
Like there was do 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 and it fell silent. And then I was like, do 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 do. And then everyone started doing it. He's like, come on, we all know that's the last song we're going to play on the encore.
Yeah.
Let's have another song. Who was there? What? And like, Dave was like literally going through the entire library, but having to go over do, 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 do. And he was like, can someone please name another song other than that? Dave's like, ah! And like fucking naming all these songs.
I don't think I'd be able to name more than four or five Feeder songs.
The set they played was amazing. They played for about like 2 hours with just like proper mix of like all the sort of like all the hits, like loads of the old tunes, some new stuff. He was just chatting shit for a while. And then he literally came on to do the encore and he was like, right, because of what's been going on throughout the gig of like me stopping because you lot wouldn't stop chanting Feeder and stuff. Huh. He's like, we've completely over. We won't even be able to fit in. And as he's going like, we won't even be able to fit in. I was like, do, 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 do. And he's like, right, we're going to get fined for this, but let's go. He's like, do, 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 do. Started doing it. And then that's when literally within the last 30 seconds, a mosh just happened. And it literally encompassed the whole of the, like, of the game. Like, uh-oh. And then it just happened, and he was like, thank you. I've got to be said, this is like the in the top 10 gigs I've ever performed. He was like, no one's ever been so nice at a gig. And he's like, even when I wanted you to go absolutely mental, you were like,
no,
enjoying this. And I was like, it was so different than the last time round. I mean, I've been C-feed now about 5 times. Every single time there's been an accident or an injury or someone's got bit. It's always been like so bizarre. And then
somebody
this one
got bit.
Yeah, Dave literally had this guy's like imprint of his teeth on his shoulder the middle of the mosh pit. It was absolutely mental. But this one was just everyone was just well up for like a good time, like literally loving life.
So
it
we've
was
all
crazy.
We've all been
amazing
to a gig recently then.
Sounds like it.
I'm glad we've all caught up. Is
Yay.
That it?
Yeah, time to go home now.
How many
yeah.
How many minutes?
Bye.
Yeah. I bought a house.
You bought 3 houses.
Oh my god. I'm thinking about starting my own either podcast or like web what do they call them? Web blogs.
Right.
About like buying houses, because I think it's something that,
how not to do it.
Yeah, how not to do it. Like that, like oh my god. I just think it would be quite useful.
It would have been useful if something like that existed for you.
Yeah. Mm. So maybe I'll start that for other people. Yeah. So,
but you're going to have a podcasting room.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, maybe. I might do it in the kitchen. We'll see. I mean, you know.
Can you make a bar in your garden and we'll do it in the garden?
I really want a bar. Honestly, I went to...
sheds that just like opens
we
up.
We went to Costco the
amazing.
Other day. Yeah. Went to Costco the other day and had a look around and like down every single aisle, I'm like, oh my god, I need one of these. Oh my god, it's a bouncy castle. I could get one of them. There's a hot tub. I could get one of them.
I'm always doing that. I'm like, oh my god, we need this. We need that. Like when we went to move into this house, I was like, I need one of these like amazing benches that have like coolers underneath so you can keep your beers cold. I'm like, I need one of these. And I said,
like,
do we actually need
stuff
that?
Like that?
I need it all.
Yeah. But then you go into like a different aisle and you're like, oh my God, you could buy 60 eggs. Did you know you could buy 60 eggs?
Mm.
Like, maybe I should get, I haven't even got a Costco membership. I mean, we just snuck in there, but like, I'm thinking about getting one.
We've got one. So
have you?
If you ever need anything.
I might just, well, there we go. This is the beauty of podcasting, is networking.
It is, see? The more you know, the better.
So what have I missed? Because we haven't been on for so long.
No, I've had a really weird...
I mean, it's only you two that need to catch up, because I've seen both.
Yeah,
you can
sit out.
I had
the glue that holds this together.
I've got a funny story from a sad event. So I went to my nan's funeral on Monday. And we had the wake in the nursing home.
Right.
And we were going to have a place where you could, not in the reception, like in a proper back room where none of the residents would be able to walk in.
Right.
Because it was all full of people that had like Alzheimer's and stuff in there. But they were having an audit and they completely forgot about it. So like, you're going to have it in reception. And we're like, right, okay. So as the guy's doing like from the pastor or whatever he is from inside there, loads of the residents start coming down. And we've got this buffet that's all been like fully done up, so like covered up, so obviously they can't touch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the minute they see people in there, they're just literally looking at us. And this woman comes and sits next to me. She's like, "Hello, Tony." And
oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
"Oh yeah, you're right." She's like, "Where have you been, Tony? I've been waiting for you." And I'm like, "Right." I said, "Just let me listen to what you're saying, and then we'll have the conversation." And she's like, "Tony, I am waiting for you. I'll be in the room."
Oh
and
my
I'm like,
God.
Right. She gets up and walks off and I'm like, well, this is awkward. Because Ash is literally on the other side of me like, oh, Tony. And I'm like, I don't know.
Did you take her up on this offer? Did you go and find her?
And then Reg went back to this woman's room.
We waited until the end of the
service. Until he could slip off.
The service, until he finished.
Yeah.
As he's doing it, all you hear is, Tony! And I was like, oh my God.
Get in here right now!
Tony, I'm waiting. I'm naked. Get naked too.
No.
And I'm like, all right. We need to, and then we turn and look, and one of the other residents has just managed to get his hands like completely in all the sandwiches. And we're like, oh my God. So it was like, it turned from like a really sad event into a really funny thing going on.
Yeah.
To stage where like the guy who, God bless him, he seemed quite nice, but he was walking around asking if he wanted any of his egg mayonnaise sandwiches because he basically got the tray of it and was just like smushing them together and then like, holding them out to our mouth to be like, eat from my hand. And I'm like, no, we're good. But I've not seen my cousin Ben since I was, well, when Resident Evil 1 came out.
I love that. That's how you judge time.
Because that was the last time I seen him was when we were playing that. And I've told the story on the pod anyway about how we had to turn it off and whatnot.
Yeah.
So when I caught up to him and I was like, obviously he wasn't aware of like what was going on and what this home was. No one warned him that he just thought it was a nerd, like an old person's home. Mm. So the terrified look on his face when he's like, oh my God, who's family? Who isn't family? Cause no one knows him. And good he's point. Just like, oh God. So like when my other nan and granda come up to him, like, hi. And he's like, hello. And he's like, please tell me you're okay. And like start chatting away. And then we go back to my mum and dad's house and have like the main party thing where everyone can just like tell stories about how they remember and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And I was like, in fact, you know what? Your mum slows me a fiver. And my auntie turned round and was like, what? Like and my uncle didn't even question anything. Just got his wallet out and went, there you go. I was like, do you not even want to know why? And she was like, well, I am intrigued to know why. I went, when we went to see Jurassic Park 1 in the cinema, Jesus. We had a bet that they would do a sequel and you went, they'll never do it. No one really likes dinosaurs. Four films later, wow. I should have, and she was like, oh, right.
20 quid.
And literally got that fiver. I was like, I'm going to frame that when I get in. And she's like, I can't believe you remember that. And I was like,
that's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I was well happy with that. And my cousin was like, I don't really remember much from childhood, but I remember you going on and on and on and on about that. And I was like, yeah. And I was so happy and I'm going to frame it.
Wow.
I'm going to take a photo of it.
How wrong can a person be?
I know. So now we're all caught up. Am I allowed to talk about Rick and Morty yet?
And
Game of Thrones.
It very much depends.
Do you know what is annoying? Modern Family.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
See, I love Modern Family. No. But if you haven't...
Oh, good.
If you haven't watched Game of Thrones, they completely ruined the entire plot on the last episode of the new series.
Oh, really?
So far.
Uh-huh. Are they allowed to do that?
One of the... One of the daughters doesn't the Dunphy family.
Yeah,
she doesn't know what Game of Thrones is, but she's like, "Oh, I love Game of Thrones for a new fella," and she's like, "Uh-oh, I need to figure out." So she asks, Marty? No, not Marty.
No.
The little
right
Mexican kid.
Oh, brilliant, yeah, Manny.
Manny.
Yeah.
She asks him basically for help, and he's like, "Right, okay," and just nails it. Like literally, just goes through it all
just tells
in
story.
Like in literally like five minutes. You just like, oh well, I'm quite glad we caught up to date with that then.
Well,
before,
it only took 5 minutes they started. Told it wrong because I mean there's a lot more going on, isn't there? Yeah. Have you seen the preview?
No,
I refuse to watch trailers and previews.
Yeah.
But neither of you watched it?
No, I'm not gonna.
Right, okay, I'm gonna spoil it for you.
Why?
No, you're not.
Well, because there's no spoilers in it.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
Oh, so I know she sits on a chair.
Yeah, so it's basically Jon Snow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm. Thingy's, Joffrey's mum. What's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name? Thingy.
Her.
Yeah.
No.
Cersei. And Cersei.
No, not Cersei. Yeah. That's not.
It's Cersei. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So Jon Snow was the dragon girl.
No.
No, that's Daenerys.
Right.
I nearly said Dolores then, but that's Dolores. A different show. Yeah. So Jon Snow. Dolores.
Yeah.
Dolores Targaryen.
Yeah.
And,
the man
and
in black.
Cersei. And yeah. They're all walking. And
it's like a really bad
like
joke.
Walk into a bar. And you hear this dump, dump, dump.
Don't need to hit the mic dump, if you're going like dumb as well.
Dump, dump. Like, and it's like this beat in the background of them walking. No. Those who feel the dead of silence,
really?
Sit down.
Awesome.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, oh my God! Like, and they start playing this really laid, well, not laid back, this really like,
this, laid.
James.
Yeah. Oh, they keep coming.
This really dark versions of James. And like, it keeps panning from one character to the other.
Right.
And Jon Snow's walking into the, the big, room where all the maesters were in the wall. He's walking into that room there, it's all empty. Cersei's walking into the room where the throne is.
Yeah.
Iron Throne.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where Daenerys is walking into. She's walking into somewhere to go and sit down. And then just before they start doing all sit down, it just stops. It just goes thunk. And then Cersei just lets out this breath. She just goes, like this, and as she breathes, you see, like a cold, wind coming out of her mouth.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, it was really cold there. And as it's zooming out, it zooms out through the eye of the ice guy.
Yeah, what's the White Walker.
Yeah, and right. He's just stood there, and it's just like thunk. But I just love the fact that it's got James. It's got James.
That is actually amazing.
It's so cool. I mean, and it's not. It's hinting about a few things there. It's talking about the fact that obviously, winter is definitely on its way to King's Landing.
Took its bloody time.
But oh no, they've talked about that since episode
winter
one.
Is
so that's not
in
that's,
about six and a
yeah,
half.
Yeah, I mean that's not a spoiler.
Everyone knew that winter was going to come eventually.
Yeah, but the thing that people don't realize is how long winter lasts. Because winter in this universe can last for years.
Wow.
So it's already hit. Because also it travels down as well. We know that because it's. So yeah, this is indicating that winter's landed.
I see.
In King's Landing. Oh, it's so exciting. Okay. So the preview of that was cool. The April Fool for Rick and Morty turned out to be not April Fool.
Yes, yeah,
which was
I love
an
that.
Awesome
I
time to do it.
The fact that because. It's just constant memes of Rick and Morty season 3. Oh, it's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
Every time you ask for Rick and Morty series three on Twitter, Justin Roiland's like, "Well, you just put it back another month."
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Yeah, today."
No,
it's episode one of season 3, and everyone's like, "Yeah, right."
Did you see the picture of what's it? What's the parents' names? I keep forgetting names. Shit. Rick and Morty's parents. Morty's parents.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Can't remember.
Right.
But at this moment.
But they're sat there, and it's in when everyone's been turned into aliens, Cronenbergs, mm-hmm. and they're like, whatever happened to Rick and Morty? And it's like, I don't know. It was when they were watching Summer Do, Jaws.
Yeah.
And he was like, they had big teeth, like all this. But it was a picture of them two sat, and they were all bearded up and scraggly hair. And it's
so
like,
you haven't seen it yet.
What happened to Rick and Morty? Oh, I don't know. And that was the meme that they were using about season 3.
Like,
whatever happened to Rick and Morty?
Just gone.
I've seen he turns himself into a pickle.
Yeah,
Pickle Rick.
I've not seen it. No spoilers.
That's not in this episode. That's with the trailer.
I've watched. They released the animation, as in the hand drawn animation.
Right.
Because they already recorded the script, of course.
Mm.
So you've got Roiland's voice pretending to be Rick.
Yeah, they did like storyboard.
On the escape,
didn't they?
And you've seen the pictures of the escape. So I've seen that, and he turns into a pickle in that, I think, and he turns into like a spider and another thing.
I only seen like
that's
a little gif thing of him, there's like Morty talking
and
to this pickle.
I watched.
So it's like, that's right, I'm a Rick. I'm
and
a
I watched. I watched 2 minutes of the actual episode before realizing that I was in a coffee shop watching. The thinking it was just a joke, and I'm like, hang on,
this is actually the episode.
And I had to turn off, so I've seen the first 2 minutes, and I'm just like, and as soon as you guys go, I'm going to watch it twice.
It really is good. And I just love that it's the biggest, like, April Fool's Day troll you could possibly do.
I know, it's actually bringing it out for April Fool,
Yeah, Reg was saying to me before, he's disappointed by the Google one, which I agree.
What was the Google one?
The
Google
Gnome.
So, you know, the Google Home, which is basically Amazon Echo.
Better than last year, because didn't they piss loads of people off last year?
Can't remember what last
year was. They did a reply all thing, didn't they?
Yeah, it was
and a everybody accidentally,
thing, wasn't it?
Everybody accidentally emailed their bosses
stuff.
But can't remember specifically what it was.
Well, Google Home is just Alexa, it's just, you know, Amazon Echo. But they were like, Google Gnome, it's Google Home for the garden. And it's like painted in kind of gnome colours with this red cone on its head to be the pointy hat.
They should do that. Yeah. They could do that.
They also put up Miss Pac-Man again on Google Maps.
Right.
There was
I saw that. That was annoying because I was actually looking for a house at the time, and I was like, what is this?
The game I play, like the mobile game, the Love Live game, which is like a rhythm action game, there's a whole thing going through the series where there's these alpacas, and one of the characters loves these alpacas, and they basically replaced the tambourine noises when you hit a note with alpaca noises.
Right.
So you start playing, and no idea, you just start playing, it's just like, what's happening?
God.
And then you end up losing. That was good.
I can't believe they've took the Netflix one down, the Netflix Live one.
Yeah.
Did you manage to watch
it? No. I just saw you put up a picture of a toaster.
It was so good.
So it was Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
Doing QVC.
It wasn't QVC. He was narrating. They were making out
just
that it was live.
Various things.
Because when you press play on it,
it
just randomly brings you into a printer, and he's just chatting away. And you're hang on, I'm coming into this live.
Okay.
And it says live at the bottom. And he's like, and here we are at the printer. He's like, no one there at the moment. And it's Will Arnett's voice as well, so he's really deep. He's like, It's like you can get a few trays in one of these printers as well, actually. Someone's coming in. Oh, yeah. And look at that. He's swiftly come in. He's picked it up. He did that with complete intent and he's gone now. Let's take an action replay of that. And then it says replay. And this guy just coming in slowly and then picking it up like, and then it's got, he's like, okay, and now let's go over to the pencil sharpening. And it's like, and there's this guy just sharpening pencils. But, and so there's pencil sharpening. There's the printer. There's the toaster. There's playing, two people playing Thumb Wars. And they weren't nice. Playing it right. So they were like, are these guys flirting? And he's like, and then it eventually zooms out when one of them wins. And who was it? I can't remember who the girl was, but the guy was, Adam Sandler. It's really weird. Wow. And then they go back.
He's got his exclusive contract.
And then
he goes,
let's go back to the printer. It's so good though. And then you watch this and it's like, oh, and outside we've got some drama going on. Somebody's trying to park. And then it shows like someone trying to parallel park. And he's going, wow. Well, I'm going to say, look at the way she's doing this. And I'm going to say she, because it's obviously a her.
Like, wow.
But I can't believe they took it off because it was 45 minutes long and it was just about nothing. And halfway through, I can't remember what it was about, but he started having a full-on rant about something and he was like, oh, this is what gets me. Like, and he started having a full-on rant and then he started pitching his own shows. He's like, well, waiting, let's talk about my favourite show, you know, the favourite shows with me on them that are on Netflix. Wow. So we do you old school, like Arrested Development, or how about BoJack Horseman? And then he mentions another one and he's like, little shameless plug there. And so he's in something else as well. Can't remember what it was.
Turtles.
No, it's something else. Can't remember.
Well, I like April Fools though, which isn't an April Fools, but what Reddit always does. They always come up with something like the button. Was that last year?
Yeah. That went on for too long.
It did go on for a long time. But the thing is, the point was it was going to go on until it hit zero.
Yeah.
And it took ages. It took like 3 months to hit zero.
I remember it just being
fascinating though, yeah. Like all the little factions came up and there was the people who were the protectors of the bot and then the ones who were out there to ruin it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And this year, it's basically Reddit.com/r/theplace. And basically it's just this big canvas, pixel canvas, and people can go on and every 5 minutes they can put a coloured dot.
Right.
And that's all it is. So, all these little groups are coming together to go, right, oh, let's draw this, let's make this. And it's amazing to watch. There's a time lapse of it, which...
Every 5 minutes, are you allowed to post a pixel every 5 minutes?
Yes. And I think I think
just
after
one
time,
person or, one, like, just you?
You? Each person's allowed to do one every 5 minutes.
Right, okay, so you can't just go and start.
And I think if it gets busy, it goes to, like, 10 minutes, 15 right. minutes. But when I was on it before, it was every 5 minutes. So... This is like, if I can get this to play, there's a time lapse of it. And it's saying, well, okay, it went from that. That was at the beginning.
Mm.
And when you watch the time lapse, it just starts to fill up and there's still lots of little white spaces. You start to see little pictures appear. And then this whole blue section starts appearing from the side. Clearly there's a group of people. Let's just make the whole thing blue.
Yeah.
And about a quarter of the map ends up being blue. And then that starts getting taken over by this black area. And
oh God,
people who want to make these drawings have then formed alliances with other subreddits to say, right, we'll look after yours if you protect ours, because we want to do this drawing. So the Baby Metal subreddit have done this little pixel art drawing of Baby Metal.
Yeah.
It's not even that big. But when you go on it, they're like, right, we've got buy-in of this subreddit because they want this logo, so we're going to make sure that logo's staying all right. And if someone puts a pixel there, they're going to look after that. It's just so bizarre.
It's like a community thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. It's what has happened with the button. These rules suddenly appear.
It shows you
from
the great
nowhere,
things that we can do in community.
Within 24 hours as well. And this is still going on. They don't know how long this is going to go on for.
And we need things like this in times of Donald Trump.
Exactly. The Reddit.com/TheDonald as well. They just keep trying to do the little 8-bit kind of pixelated Donald Trump, but people keep getting rid of it.
Can't
get any alliances going on.
Brilliant. Well, that's because Trump supporters don't believe in the internet, so...
Well, exactly.
I do enjoy April Fool, but I only saw a couple this time. But I've started watching BoJack Horseman, by the way.
Excellent.
Great.
I've never seen it, have but you I will.
Seen
it,
I've seen season one, and it was great.
I don't know whether I like it or not. I'm undecided. Like, they're obviously tackling a lot of modern day issues, but in their own way and disguising them as other things. Like, they make it, they start talking about this child actress, that's, really worried about getting out of the limelight and growing up. And like, she gets to 30 and everyone's like, oh, no one cares about her anymore. And so she starts taking like hardcore drugs and stuff. And like, so Bojack takes him in, and it's the voice of, Louise from Bob's Burgers as well. I fucking love her. But like, the way she looks, it's obviously a pop of Lindsay Lohan. Because you try and get her into rehab and she's like, no, I'm not doing it. And then they end up sleeping together. It's interesting. They've also got these little nods to like Real World as well, and the fact that their publishing company, which is just called, I think it's called something like Another Publishing Company, but the director of this publishing company is an actual penguin. So there's just like little jokes like that.
You've got a horseman.
Yeah.
So.
But my favourite thing so far has been, he's walking around in like a Walmart or something, and you know, these two girls who are dogs, chatting with each other, and they're both wearing dresses and stuff because that's the world they live in. And they've got she's holding this slab of chocolate, and she's like, I love chocolate, but this could literally kill me. And then she's like, yeah, I know, me too, but I love chocolate. it is clever humor, and I more and more I have more time for Will Arnett. I didn't realize how much I liked him.
Yeah,
but
he's mad in it.
He was really good. A dick to Leslie Knope, so I'm not sure how much in real life he's a nice guy.
Okay.
Because they went out, didn't they? Weren't they married?
Yeah. I don't know if they were married. I know they went out, but I'm not sure about the...
I mean, how could you fall out with Leslie Knope? She looks kind of low maintenance.
Wow. Ooh, speaking of low maintenance.
Oh, God.
I went to take Ash to see Beauty and the Beast the other night.
Right.
Emma Watson is definitely not low maintenance.
Well, in this she is, because all she wants was a library book. So basically, and she falls in love with someone who doesn't need to shave. So, you know, it's great in that aspect. She is very low maintenance.
But let's.
I know that they fall in love.
What bothers me about Beauty and the Beast is the fact that he is a kidnapper. And.
Yeah, it's Stockholm Syndrome.
An abuser.
Really.
And potentially a rapist.
Well, the last one's a bit far.
Yeah.
But the others, I complete. In the film, he does. They actually flesh out a lot more of why he's like, the way, obviously he locks up the father.
Mm-hmm.
He's trespassing and that sort of stuff, but he goes into the detail about how he realizes how messed up he is, and that's why he's like, wants to release people and they do a really, really good job of fleshing out the entire story. If you like the cartoon of it, there's no way you can't not like.
But most sociopaths have a negative backstory. Like, the fact that he has a negative backstory doesn't give him.
Well, no, because he doesn't really have a negative backstory, does he? Apart from the fact that, obviously, he got transformed into a beast. Yeah.
Because he turned an old woman
because
away.
He was a dick, basically. Because that old woman wasn't beautiful. So he was like, get out of my house.
Just the whole story bothers me. Especially considering that people are kicking off about the whole, a lot of homophobic people are kicking off about the gay scene.
This is ridiculous.
If we're
going to
talk about that.
Do you know what the gay scene is?
It's two, isn't it two animated characters share, well, isn't it an embrace? Is it an embrace or is it kiss?
No, it's two guys dancing.
Oh, right, okay.
Literally.
So they're kicking off about that, but they're not kicking off about the sociopath.
When they all start dancing together and like all the couples reunite, like in the cartoon and stuff. They're like, oh my God, I've not seen you for ages. And the food walks in and he starts dancing with someone. I won't say who it is, but he starts dancing with someone and then they stop and smile.
Right.
And then
that's typical of close-minded
people.
That is people.
Literally the scene is. That makes
they're,
everyone
they're,
go,
they're
like,
getting
oh
my ups-
God!
They're getting upset about that, and yet they're just giving a pass to the sociopath who's locking up the innocent little girl.
He's blaming Hans Fritzl, that's who he is.
Ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, though, she's the one that locks herself up, isn't she? Because he was
later
like,
on, but not at the start.
She takes her dad's place. She takes her dad's place.
It's still pretty shitty.
So, no, I'm not agreeing with what he does. The only thing I will say about the film, though, is that it needed more Gaston. That was my issue.
Good? I didn't think...
No.
I wasn't sure whether you'd like him, but...
No. Right, his character, the way they do him, like, he should be really good, because they do put a lot more time... Like I said, they put a lot more time into everyone.
Yeah.
But with Gaston being the way, like, Belle and the Beast, they can animate, and, like, obviously Belle looks like a normal girl. That's fine.
Yeah.
She looks like a
despite
woman.
Despite the fact that she's got a face like Emma Watson.
So Gaston, they needed someone who is extremely muscly, like, stupidly muscly and really chiseled chinned. Yeah. And, like,
they could have used me.
Looking so...
Like, what's his name? Spartacus.
Yes.
Out of LazyTown.
they needed someone like that. Whereas what they got was a good actor who, like, the people next to us were like, oh my God, he's so dreamy. And, like, the girls, like, the women next to me were like, he's amazing. And I was like, he's such a shit Gaston. And I was just like, not, and they were looking at me and I'm like, I'm sorry, but Gaston is literally my thing.
Especially because you've met Gaston.
Exactly. And he's amazing.
Yeah. I think I've seen that picture.
But that his character was good in it, and they did make him out to be, like, you know, the proper the villain a bit, but he was really clever. I just didn't like the actor who played him, just because even though he was good at what he does, he wasn't big enough to
who
be
was
Gaston.
The actor
he wasn't
played
Gaston.
Him?
Luke Evans.
Who's that?
Have you seen The Hobbit?
No.
Alright, never mind.
Don't like Lord of the Rings films.
Oh, okay.
I like the books.
That's weird.
I just didn't, no.
But yeah, so we watched that, but then literally we come home after Ash going, like, that was one of the best films I've seen in a long time. I don't think, you know, I'll have to go and watch it again. I don't think I'll watch anything else like that this year. It's gonna be so good. To the bestest film ever. I'm not sure if you've seen my status I put up the other day. On Sci-Fi, there was an amazing film, and it's bound to be repeated about a million times. Zombievers. Right?
Oh, God.
It is incredible. Oh, zombie beavers, right? That when they bite someone, then they then start turning into a beaver. Like, a zombie beaver as well. Not just like a beaver, but it has to be a zombie beaver as well.
Of course it does.
But the whole acting in it was just incredible. It's like, but what do you mean that they might not be alive anymore?
Oh, brilliant.
And it's as though when she's talking, they've literally she's got the cards in front of her and she's just like, I don't quite, and there's like the stereotypical, like, there's the blonde pretty one that just wants to get like naked all the sort of time. She's like, oh my God, follow me into here. And she starts running into the cabin and all of a sudden the top's off and you're like, hang on, what's going on there? The nerdy one, it's like, no, this is what we need to do. Starts reading up about books about beavers. It's like, this is how we need the plan of attack. You've got the jock who's just like, let me sort this out, and gets like the axe.
He gets bitten first.
Then straight away, he's gone. Yeah. But literally the beavers were amazing. Like, there's one scene in it where they're like, all the those group are in like some lodge. And then you've got like an old couple with their dog in, like, the lodge further up, and they can hear, like, a load of noise, and the woman's just like, oh, now, John, why don't you go check up and make sure those girls are all right?
Yeah.
And he's stroking his dog, like, this big, massive Labrador at the side of the chair. He's like, what, so you want me to go check up on this group of girls? And as he's talking, he goes and, like, tries to scratch his chin and puts his hand back on the dog, which, of course, isn't a dog anymore. It's a zombie beaver. He's just like...
Brilliant.
And he does the dead funny eyes of, like... I'm getting away with this for now. And then literally, as soon as he puts his hand near his face, he's like, starts going, nom, nom, and just chowing down. But he's like, oh my God, get off my hand, you, stop it. And then he looks down and he's missing like a load of fingers, and the dog's just like, it's so messed up.
Of course.
But amazingly funny. And it's just one of those films that needs to be watched.
Talking about zombievers or zombies.
You better have a good segue here, because I did.
Walking Dead.
All right.
The final's on tonight.
It is on tonight.
Oh my God. Mm. It's an extra long episode, isn't it?
Slightly, yeah.
Are you caught up?
Yes.
Are you up to date?
I am.
But can we assume that everyone at home is?
Well, no, but there's not going to be any spoilers. There's just going to be, there might be some spoilers. Catch up. Jesus Christ. I haven't got time for this.
Jesus.
Although, let's forget about the fact that I took, far too long to catch up on, Westworld.
Mm-hmm.
That I made Alex watch last night. Alex, right? He went to watch Westworld, and I said, "What do you think of it?" And he was like, "Well, I watched the first episode, but I couldn't really get into it." I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Yeah, it just seemed to take off like really quickly, and didn't help me understand the storyline at all." I was like, "What? Okay, tell me what happened." He was like, "Well, I remember there was this guy, and he was getting shaved by this girl." And I'm like, "That's not the first episode." Do you remember the bit where Dolores is shaving William.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd accidentally watched episode 10.
10?
Yeah.
It's the last episode.
That's the last episode. That's episode 9.
Okay. Close to the end.
But he didn't get it. He didn't get it, so he turned it off.
Of course he did.
And I'm like, oh my god. Like, let's watch episode 1 now. Okay. But no, the Walking Dead thing, I mean, I think we're gonna get feature length tonight. Or at least an hour and 20.
It's next 20, yeah.
Cool. It's an hour and 20.
That's quarter hour, I think.
I think we're going to, again, I'm trying to try and stay away from spoilers. I'm pretty sure we're going to be left on a cliffhanger like we were last year.
Nope. They've said that they, because of the, literally like the death threats they were receiving and everything, that
really?
They're going to do like a big cliffhanger. Apparently, when you watch this, you're going to be satisfied with the end.
Really?
And you're not going to be like, oh!
This isn't the end though, is it?
No, it's only mid-season, isn't it? So it's not the actual end, but...
No, it's not mid-season.
It's the end of the season, isn't it? But the next one's starting in October.
But there's
anyway,
there's so much they need to go through though. Like, they've only just got...
It does seem like there's too much to wrap up. If they are gonna get to Negan and they're gonna, you know, they're gonna kill him and they're gonna take over. It seems like a lot to happen in one episode at this point.
I don't think they're gonna, I think it's literally just gonna finish with everyone prepped sorted and then Rick to go in. Let's do this.
Something like that.
And
if it ends with that line, I'll be very happy, Reg.
I won't.
If he delivers it like Reg just did, that's fine. Well,
I don't know. I want to know more about the
Whisperers.
The people. Yeah, we only had half an episode with them.
We'll get it. But the thing is, you've got all these extra communities, so all these extra characters, and just haven't got time to spend with each of them. Look at last season or season before where it just followed maybe two people per episode. It took an entire half season to do one tiny little story because it was like, where are these guys? Where are these guys? So now if you think you've got all these communities and the groups split over them all. Yeah, it's a lot to get through in 16 episodes.
I also think leaving, what are they called? Not Riverside. What was it called? Waterside.
I don't know which one you mean.
The ones that are all women because the guys.
Yep.
I think leaving them were a mistake because obviously you got to see like the fact that they are definitely fighters.
Well, let's see what happens this episode.
I reckon they're going to be coming back. Definitely, maybe half of them.
We were just discussing like movies, weren't we?
You must
see like Zombievers. I went to see two movies this last week. Okay, but I'm not going to talk about that yet because we're going to play a game if you want.
Brilliant!
Ooh, I do like games.
Yay! Because I went abroad and, you know, everyone speaks foreign languages when they're abroad.
You went to like a different world.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Okay.
Don't know the rest.
I was. Hold your breath, it gets better. Or something like that.
so let's just butcher us.
You always kind of go on about me listening to music in foreign languages, but I was just like, you know, the thing is, they don't really translate very well into English.
Oh god, we've done this before.
Okay, I don't think we have, but
we've done it with lyrics.
This game is called Le fromage est dans la bibliothèque.
Excusez-moi, monsieur.
Oui.
Où est le fromage, s'il vous plaît?
Ah, le fromage est dans la bibliothèque.
Ah, la bibliothèque, oh, merci. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Fromage, that's cream or ice
cheese.
Cream. Cheese. Bibliothèque is library.
In the library.
The cheese is in the library.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay? So basically, I've just taken lyrics for some well-known songs, translated them into a foreign language, and then translated them back into English.
Okay.
And I may have done
any
that several
language.
Times, so
like,
it starts to
like
get a bit
multiple
weird.
Multiple foreign languages?
One per. But,
okay.
You know, so I've the first one, for example, I translated into French and then back into English.
Are you going to tell us the language?
It doesn't matter because I've then given you it in English.
My help.
If you want to know, that's fine, I will.
I want to know.
So, basically, you haven't got buzzers, but you need to shout in when you think you know what
beep.
Song it is, okay? Yeah, you can do that if you want.
Yeah.
Or you can go wee wee, and you can go ho ho ho.
Oh my god, that's so racist.
All right.
I'm going to stick with beef.
You go baguette, and you go Gerard Depardieu.
Onion.
I'm going to stay with beef.
Onion.
I'm going to stay out of this lawsuit, if that's okay.
Lawsuit. French are going to sue us.
Maybe.
Okay.
We need to talk about the Microsoft thing.
No, we don't. No. You can do that on the Steve show.
All right.
That's fine. Or when Dave comes back onto the pod. He seemed to enjoy the Microsoft story.
Carry on.
Because no one else did.
Oh my God.
So, okay, first one. What score are we on, by the way? It's 3-1, isn't it?
No.
2-1?
No.
You've got one point. Reg is at least 2 or 3.
I'll take 2-1.
Was it 2-1?
I thought we equalised.
Sure. No, definitely didn't equalise.
Didn't equalise, and I'm still very dubious about this point anyway.
I think we're 3-1 because definitely I've done 4 theme tunes. So here's number 5. Right, okay, so first song. Ready? Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Do we need to give you the artist and title?
I'm so bad with titles. It needs to be the title
of the
song.
Can I sing it back to you?
No,
I know it.
No, fuck. I need the title
Maloko.
Of the song. Sing it back. Okay, This is quite an easy one, I think. Right. Is this True Living?
Beep!
All right.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It is.
Yes!
Is it true? This True Living? Is it simply a dream? Get caught up in collapse without escaping from the truth. That was translated into French and back.
Brilliant.
Okay, that's 1 point.
Is this the real life?
I've now got the game.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on.
Lyric number 2. This was into German and back. Okay. Stopping and cooperating.
Vanilla ice baby.
It is. Stopping and cooperating, listening. The ice returns with a completely new creation. Okay. Nice. We got one apiece. Right. This was into Korean and back. Okay.
This is going to be hard.
Well, I think I'd enjoy touching you. Not a lot of people have a body that's like yours. I'm trying very carefully not to sing it.
Is it, No, come on, Karen.
That's it. That's the lyrics. I think I'd enjoy touching you. Not a lot of people have a body that's like yours.
Is it, when I think about you, I touch myself?
No, it's not.
No, I'm they sing really high-pitched, and they did a Christmas song.
Okay, it's not. They did a Christmas song, but they don't really sing high-pitched.
Is it Cheeky Girls?
It's not Cheeky Girls. No? Are we giving up?
Ting Tings?
No. Well, I think I'd enjoy touching you. Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. Not a lot of people have a body that looks like yours. I know not everybody has a body
everybody like you. Got a body like you. Yeah. Ow.
Oh, right.
I've got to have faith. It was Limp Bizkit with
Can
Faith.
Can I have that because right. I sang it?
No.
Fuck's sake.
Right, so we're still on 2 apiece. Oh, this could end up in a draw, though. Okay, because we've only got 2 more. Okay. You need to get this one, guys. Okay? This was into Spanish and back. Okay? It's been a week.
Okay. 1 week by Benny Gladys.
It's been a week after you saw me. He shook your head. I said that I am angry. 5 days after you laughed at me. Get back with me and see me.
He was obviously going to get that every single
Oh, come
point.
On. Everyone knows 1 week. It's been... Okay. So this
anyway,
is...
Did you see the Phil Collins cover that I put up on Facebook?
No.
By the Bernie
on
Ladies.
On Facebook,
good,
Bernie Ladies
good.
Have done a Phil Collins in the
like,
Air Tonight.
Really?
It's kind of
it is
mellow,
beautiful.
Bluegrassy type
I'll
version.
Check it out.
It is so good.
Yep. Okay, last one. Okay, this was already in a foreign language, so I've translated to English and then back again. Okay? Right. All together, one. Pa 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 pa. Follow me, two. Pa 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 pa. Shout out, ho! Jump up, follow me. Mamas and papas, all together, go! Papa, 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 papa. Make it fun, go!
This is yours.
Papa, 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 papa. Shout out, ho! Jump up, follow me.
Is it crayon pop? Jumping? Not jumping. What's it called, Poppy? No, what the fuck? Oh my God, what's it called? Bar, bar, bar.
It is Bar, Bar, Bar by Crayon Pop. Well done,
I hate these games. I hate them.
You hate all of the games.
That was
them.
A really fun game, that, though.
Yay.
I like the translation and back.
Yeah,
I think
it was just a little bit one-sided, wasn't it?
Why?
Though?
Listen. Yeah, because Reg is the biggest Wham fan.
And I am.
Well.
But that's the point. It doesn't matter. That's why it was even. So there you go. So
I'm
that
not
is
indulging
4-1.
Your
so K-pop. Next week... next Sunday is Wales Comic Con.
Yes.
We need to... We'll do an off-pod discussion after we just finish doing this, but we need to decide what we're
going
to do.
Well, I'm wearing matching shirts with the people that I'm going with, because I'm wearing Sunnydale t-shirts.
Oh, right, because the... Have you seen the... So it's a Buffy the Vampire Slayer 20th anniversary?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Entertainment Weekly photo?
No.
So basically the entire cast, anyone who's ever in it, apart from Eliza Dushku, is in it. Is he not there either?
No. Apparently, okay. There's some underlying reason as to why he wasn't.
Really?
There.
Right.
Don't know what it was. Didn't really pay attention.
They said,
really,
"We want to do a reunion photo, Giles. Would you like to be on it?" He goes, "Oh, that is tacky."
Oh my God, that's what he said to
in
me
in our interview.
Yeah. Actually, these are SingStar
jokes.
Mics.
But I went to see two films. I went to see Life, which is the kind of alien Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal film.
The people kept hinting it might have been a Venom.
That's part of what I wanted to talk about, actually. Mm. And I also went to see Skull Island, the King Kong thing.
I said I wanted to see that with you, and you fucked off without me.
That Kong film?
Yeah, the King Kong
one. It looks awful.
Really good.
Really good.
Really, really good. Like, the best King Kong film I have ever seen.
I know it's not hard.
No, I mean, I quite like the Jack Black one, but it did go on a long time. But this was just great. It wasn't like, King Kong classic story. The only thing that was relevant about it was there was an island that had King Kong on.
Mm.
But it's not like, we need to get him off and get him off the island and get him to New York. Oh, and there's a woman that he falls in love with. Nothing like that. Just really, really good. But with Life. So, yeah, there was all these little, when you watch the trailer, have you seen much about it? It's basically they get a sample from Mars.
Right.
And they find that there's like a microorganism in it, and they manage to kind of bring it to life, and then it starts growing, and then it turns out it just wants to kill everyone.
Of course.
Just to try and survive. But it wants also to get down to Earth, and like, we can't let it get to Earth, because if it gets there, we're stuffed. Humanity is done for. But it does, when you look at it, it sounds like it could work as a Venom sort of in like origin story. So Venom from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because it's this alien they get from another planet that kind of takes over people.
And they call it a symbiote at some point, don't they?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that's, it would work. And is it Sony Pictures?
Yeah,
I think
Sony
it is.
Well,
and
they
own obviously the Spider-Man rights. So even by the end of it, I was there thinking this could actually work.
Especially because they've announced a Venom film as well.
Yeah, exactly. It seems all really, really odd timing.
A bit mental how they're doing that.
But I would love if a company did something like that. They just did this completely, completely out of left field sort of intro movie, and then they're suddenly like, hey, guess what this is? Which, can I kind of spoil a bit of, have you seen Split? You know, the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie.
Again, racist.
But okay. No, I've not seen it. We were going to, but we never bothered.
The only thing that I kind of want to ruin is the little funny, kind of stinger at the end.
Right.
It's a bit of a twist in that it links something in. Do you mind?
Were they all dead to begin with?
No. But it does link into one of his other films. So the whole point is this guy with split personalities. And it's hinted at right the way through that it's not just someone who's going mental. Each of these personalities, if he goes, well, this one's this little kid, he'll be as strong as a little kid. This one's a weightlifter. He's suddenly as strong as a weightlifter.
I remember this trailer.
This one is this monster thing that can walk on walls. So it turns out, he's got the power of walking on walls. So
brilliant.
It's a human mind suddenly creating these things that can make itself do anything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this supervillain type thing. And at the very end, it shows
like
this news report of like them talking about this guy out there who's going to go around killing people. And he's got all these superpowers, and it's panning across these people in a diner.
Bruce Willis is there.
Bruce Willis is sitting there. These girls go,
brilliant.
He's like that guy. What was his name? And you hear this voice going, Mr. Glass. And it's Bruce Willis sat there, and he's just like, you see it in his eyes, like, I've got to do something about this.
Brilliant.
And that was the best bit of the movie. I was like, it was all right, but then it got to that, and I was like, I would love this to hint now at an Unbreakable sequel.
Yeah.
I really liked Unbreakable.
Although I've gone off Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah, I have since Cop Out, since Kevin Smith. But like in some cases how they are doing all these extended universe movies.
Yeah.
Some of them are working, some of them aren't. So Have you heard about what's going on with King Kong, with Skull Island?
Yeah, Monsterverse.
Yeah, exactly. So Godzilla was the first one.
Yeah.
And King Kong is now linking in with Godzilla and Mothra and lots of other monsters. And there's an after credit sting in Skull Island, which hints at Godzilla being in it. And that's not necessarily a spoiler because they've announced, yeah, we're doing Godzilla versus King Kong as the next movie.
Yeah.
But then there's some which are they just don't need to do. And that's things like they've got the writer's room for Transformers, haven't they? One Transformers movie every 2 or 3 years I can deal with.
Ugh.
But they don't want that. They want, oh, look,
has there actually been a good one yet?
No.
The first one.
I enjoyed the first one lots. Yeah, I've hated.
Give it that. Exactly. They just need to not have Michael Bay do one. I want someone else to have a go. Someone with a different vision just to have a go.
What really annoys me is how amazingly well that done. How amazing well they've been done.
Yeah.
And they've earned millions back. And yet the Turtles, especially the second one, which really, really good film, should have got the money back. Never. And now they're not, the very, very high chance they're never going to do the third one now. Yeah. And they've just got the characters right. Everything's good about it. And then right, nope, sod it. Let's do fucking
5, 6, 7 Exactly.
And also, blend it in with fucking G.I. Joe.
How
no
expensive
reason.
Are they? Right.
Yeah.
They are so, so, so expensive to make. And they insist on going, let's make this 3 hours.
Mm.
If it was just 2 hours, that would save you probably about a third of your budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they insist
and
on
maybe
it.
A little bit more popular.
And it's all, they keep, every other time as well, they keep on putting it in the latest thing. There's, when we went to see, was it Beauty and the Beast or was it Star Wars, last one? Went to see, and literally they followed Michael Bay, and he was just we've decided that we're going to team up with IMAX now to do the latest camera resolution with the latest 3D. So we've had to invest a couple of hundred million into it. I'm why?
Yeah.
For Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
He's trying to build the other one. Shit, what's his name? Star Wars.
George JJ.
Lucas? No.
George Lucas?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because remember when Lucas released the Star Wars films?
Okay.
And to have them in your cinema, you had to upgrade to THX.
Right. With the prequels.
Yeah. He was well, you can't show my film unless you've got THX cinemas. But, and the cinemas that said no, you just didn't get the film.
Have you seen the new, there's a couple of new trailers as well. There's obviously the Spider-Man Homecoming one.
Which is awesome.
It just really looks good. I still can't get over how soon this is, though, after the last reboot. And it's fine. I'm good with it. If they want to start it again and they're bringing it into the universe, that's great.
The license only goes up to 2019.
Right.
So they're literally going to do Homecoming,
maybe the Avengers now, and after the last Avengers, be we don't need Spider anymore in the universe.
I watched Ultron the other day,
The other way around. I think it's going to be more Sony, we don't need you anymore. Thanks, Marvel, you've set up our little universe now. We're going to deal with it.
I rewatched Age of Ultron because they put it on Netflix.
Okay.
And I didn't like it.
Yeah,
actually, the first time I watched it, I didn't like it.
It's the
but
one
the
I
second
don't
time,
want to rewatch.
It's worth it. Because the second time was a lot better.
Right.
A lot better.
Well, the next Avengers, the other trailer just before we get to that was, the Justice League trailer.
Mm.
And two things. Apparently, it's over 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. And the second thing is, everyone was moaning when, the Batman vs. Superman trailer ruined the plot of the movie, pretty much.
Yeah,
it gave it all away.
Yeah.
Everyone's complaining the opposite this time. Everyone's like, where's Superman? Superman's not in the trailer. Superman's not shown in the trailer because, spoilers, he dies at the end of Batman vs. Superman.
Mm.
So now everyone's saying, well, why are they not showing it? You complained that we spoiled it last time, so let's leave him
also
out.
Also, everybody knows that he didn't die.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't they show him? But it's still let's not show how he comes in. Because that'll be...
They can't win, basically.
Might be the third act. Yeah. But... The Avengers Infinity War is apparently going to be the most expensive movie of all time.
Of all time?
Of
really?
All time. Overtaking Titanic.
Is that still the most expensive film at the moment?
I think it was, I can't remember what it was, $280 million or something like that, something ridiculous.
Jesus.
Wow.
A lot of money. I mean, they built the boat, so, and then sunk it.
Yeah, paid DiCaprio to knock about.
Yeah, not the bad bit.
I do like the look of the Justice League trailer. But it's got the thing I hate most is that when Bats v Supes trailer came out, I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. And I've got that issue with Justice League. And I've got what the fans were saying about the Bats v Supes trailer with the Spider-Man Homecoming thing. Mm. When, like, I've watched it about 4 times now. Just because, like, everyone's like, oh, Reg, have you seen this? Watch this. And I'm like, watch it with them. Like, I've already seen it. And they're like, who's that guy? I'm like, I have no idea. Who's that? I don't know who that guy is who keeps on asking him all about the questions about the suit. Just wait till the fucking film comes out next month and we'll both find out together.
Brilliant.
But then Ash watched it this morning and at the end of it she went, well, don't need to watch that now. Like, do you not think it looks good? She went,
Spider-Man
she went, yeah, but it's just, I've seen the film. Like, in that 3 minutes, she went, I know he loses the suit, gets it back. At the end of it, he'll beat Vulture and then be like, all right, you've earned the suit back. And like, yeah, actually,
yeah,
that's right.
True. True. But that's the journey. True. It's not the destination.
But I'm excited because it looks like a really, really fun, good Spider-Man film.
Yes, exactly.
We need a decent Spider-Man film.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, the last few haven't been too bad.
I didn't like the last one, but I loved the first Amazing Spider-Man just because, again, it didn't take ages doing the whole, like, origin.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I like about this is, like, straight away, Marvel, like, fuck it, we've only got him for a short period of time. Just go.
Well, I was talking to my friend in work the other day about, so one of his favourite characters is Silver Surfer.
Mm.
And he was explaining to me why Silver Surfer can't be part of the Marvel Universe in the films.
Right.
Because it was great, because did you see their April Fools?
No. What?
Sequel to Fantastic Four.
No, in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Okay.
Two characters, it was Silver Surfer and, I think it was Galactus.
Mm.
And it was, Sylvester Stallone was playing the Silver Surfer.
Sylvester Stallone is in it.
It was.
He is gonna be in,
Guardians of the Galaxy. Don't tell me it's not an April Fool's
Interesting.
Season.
I thought there was a problem with rights.
The thing is, so he's part of the Fantastic Four universe, so Fox have got him, but they quickly did the reboot of Fantastic Four so they could keep, because they have the rights in perpetuity. As long as they're making movies, they keep them.
Right.
Which is why Daredevil's gone back to Marvel, because they didn't make a Daredevil movie in time.
Right.
And it would have happened with Spider-Man and all sorts. So they've, they tried to make this Fantastic Four movie, which flopped. And I think that's kind of killed the franchise for Fox. So if they don't make another one, it will go to Marvel and then they'll get Silver Surfer and all those characters. And the good thing about that is that sort of stuff ties in with Guardians of the Galaxy universe. They've got this whole side of the Marvel Cinematic Universe that no one else really can get involved in because it's out in space. Everything else is Earth.
Yeah.
Apart from Silver Surfer and Fantastic Four can go off in their ship and Galactus and all that sort of stuff. So I hope it does go back to him. I think it will eventually. So maybe they'll make a deal like they did with Spider-Man. But
yes. Thankfully, I think that actually was the Aprils. That's who they were playing.
Sylvester Stallone is supposed to be in it, and I just thought he'd probably just play Groot's dad or something.
It looks like he's going to be playing another Ravager captain.
I just thought they'd give him. I can't imagine him giving him a massive part, but I thought it'd be something. It's like when everyone heard that Vin Diesel was going to be in it. And then you heard he was just doing the voice of Groot, and you're like, okay, that makes more sense now.
Right, yeah. So, yes, James Gunn has had to point out that Michael Rosenbaum and Sylvester Sloan are not actually Silver Surfer and Galactus in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That was an April Fool's joke.
Mm.
So he put, breaking news, that Sylvester Sloan is going to be playing Silver Surfer or Galactus. And I was like, that would just be awful.
Right, okay.
But, yeah,
well,
thank God that was
April. I'll tell you another thing that's going to be awful. And this would be a nice little wrap-up on a nice negative note. So they're making another Jumanji.
Yeah, in a video game.
Well, this is it. It's Jumanji, but it's not about a board game. They're not doing the board game.
Well, I thought that's what Jumanji was.
That is what Jumanji is. Why?
Brilliant.
What is the point?
Another thing that I'm not interested in.
the whole thing is that apparently it's these four kids in high school and they get given detention and they have to go and clear out a basement in the school. So they go and do that and they find this old video game called Jumanji and they play the video game and oh look, everyone's
getting... They could have just made it a board game.
Jungle. Why? What was wrong with the board game? The board game... The aesthetic of that board game, like, it looks amazing.
It did genuinely look incredible.
And it works. But a video game, like, that's too recent. Do you know what I mean? Like, the board game could have been from hundreds of years ago.
I have a question.
Right.
The board game that you see when you go to Planet Hollywood in Disneyland.
Okay.
Is that the real Jumanji board?
Do we mean Disneyland in Paris?
Yeah.
I can't remember, but no. Maybe. I'm
I
not
don't
sure.
Reckon, I reckon that
I,
would be in the
I don't think a lot of the stuff in these places are the real things. Because, yeah, you know, I mean, they make about 40 like versions of this prop, don't they? So probably yeah. one of them, but I bet it was never used. It's like the amount of lightsabers that are out there, and only, you know, 2% of them were ever actually used on film.
But, I'm going to have to go and watch Jumanji now.
There's a subtitle as well they've given it, and it's called Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
I hate my life.
It's so uninspired.
Yeah. And The Rock and must the be like, I've already done a Welcome to the Jungle.
Did.
Yeah.
He did in the UK, but it was called The Rundown everywhere else.
Was it?
Yeah, well, at least the American name was The Rundown. Sean William Scott and The Rock. And it wasn't that bad a film, actually, but that's just regardless.
If something like Jumanji, you need to roll a 3 or a 5.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah. In the jungle, you shall wait until you roll a 6 or 8.
A 6 or 8.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no, because there's not 8-sided dice. Oh, but you use two dice. Yeah.
Well, it's a 12-sided dice. I'm pretty sure there's an 8-sided dice somewhere. Also, I can't remember, was I in the car with you, or was it Ash and I got nearly excited and nearly crushed when we seen the Umbongo truck?
It wasn't me.
Oh, my God. So, it was on the way to Newbury for work.
All right.
And I was in the hire car driving down, and I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, what's up? And I was like, fucking Umbongo truck. And there was a huge truck. I mean, like, massive lorry.
Get me the biggest straw you have.
Carrying just Umbongo. It was all over it. Like, it was incredible.
Interesting fact.
I hope there was Umbongo in it.
I can't
interesting
believe.
Fact. Right. They drink that in the Congo.
That they do.
And with that, thanks for listening, everyone. And it's good to have everyone back.
Yeah, it's good together. To talk, isn't it?
Yep.
It's nice.
So,
it's nice.
No one wants to hear Hello Kitty history then, no?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right. See
you
later.
I'll pitch it to Dave, see if he wants to do it on Whiskey and Words.
Ooh.
Incidentally, little plug, what did you think of his single measures?
It's good. I was listening to Whiskey and Words, right, and thinking, like, Dave's, he doesn't just have an interest in writing, does he? He actually writes.
Yeah, he does a bit.
When are we going to get Whiskey and Words with him? And then literally the next day, he's like, oh, I've done this little thing for... my own story. It's about 2 minutes long, and I told my short story. And I'm like, that's really good, Dave.
I wonder what he's going to think of your impression.
That's not rehearsed, Dave, by the way. That's just straight out. I'm just going to do an American accent.
I'm not sure if that's racist or not.
just everything is racist with you today. Right. But anyway, yes, go on. It's called Single Measures. So he's just going to do little short Whiskey and Words episodes, just where you can read
breaking
short stories. So if you want to do it, just send it in to him. Record yourself reading it, or send him something and he'll read it.
We're going to have a submit link for it soon.
We are. We're going to have it for next Sunday, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
For Comic-Con. But anyway, yes, thanks for listening again. And I will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.